From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Citizens of Atlanta are mourning a man who made a unique imprint on the city. Manuel Malouf was both the most popular bar owner in town and an important leader in the Democratic Party. He was a favorite of political aficionados, a few presidents, and people from all walks of life. Malouf passed away just over a week ago. From Atlanta, Joshua Lebs has this report.
Manuel's Tavern sits on the northern edge of downtown and the southern edge of a trendy road with many boutiques and restaurants. It's an unassuming building filled with old wood furniture. When you walk in, you see the bar with a long row of no-frills stools that are often taken by early evening. And around the corner, the North Avenue Room, where some patrons eat dinner several times a week.
This is, I hate to use this cliche, but like Cheers of Atlanta, because you walk in and everybody knows who you are.
Janet Ward is one of many city employees who has long frequented Manuel's, partly to see Manuel Malouf, the tough-loving owner who would literally talk to all the patrons.
He really did create a place that serves as the community center. That's what he wanted it to be.
But he made it more than a major hangout. From the day Manuel's opened in 1956, Malouf, a staunch Democrat and son of Lebanese parents, made the tavern a hotbed of political dialogue. He would get into boisterous and exhaustive conversations, working to win over skeptics. Bartender Bill McCluskey, who has worked here more than 30 years, describes what happened to some who would argue Republican points of view.
You escort them out the door. Yeah, geez, no way. But, you know, they'd just walk around the building and come back in the back door or something. There used to be a saying you weren't a regular here until you were thrown out.
Malouf harnessed his popularity to launch a political career, becoming a top official of DeKalb County, just east of Atlanta, from the early 70s to the early 90s. He also kept running the tavern and hosted all the top Democrats who made sure to stop here while campaigning. Alongside the neon beer signs on the walls are portraits of Democratic icons John F. Kennedy and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. There are also photos of Malouf with Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and Al Gore.
Story of Manuel Malouf is the most American story I know.
Larry Taylor, a retired Major General in the Marine Corps.
Manuel put it best. He said, where else could anybody like himself, Lebanese, bar owner, Catholic, and he used to say, as ugly as I am, where else could somebody like that get elected?
Taylor generally votes Republican, but voted for Malouf, who he says approached public office like his tavern, looking out for people from all walks of life and keeping a careful eye on how their money was spent. He sees Malouf's death as part of the end of an era.
Certainly there seem to be a lot more people these days who are just in it for themselves. It seems to me there aren't nearly as many folks seeking public office who just simply want to do it because they feel a sense of obligation and a sense of debt. And I think Manuel is one of those guys.
Malouf was also praised for translating his straightforward demeanor to the political realm. Journalists knew they'd get a straight answer out of him. He kept fighting for the Democratic Party up to the end and was dismayed that Georgia has become dominantly Republican. He also had a hard time accepting that his own son doesn't share his political views. Now that son, Brian Malouf, one of seven children, is the one taking over the tavern. He says he promised his father he won't talk about his political perspective, and he promised to keep the welcoming atmosphere that his father established.
He wants this to be the place where intellectuals, political junkies, journalists, construction workers, everybody can still continue to come here and nothing change. What he has done by taking bricks and mortar in a bar and turning it into a living, breathing institution is just, it's astounding.
Manuel Malouf died of cardiac arrest at the age of 80. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Lebs in Atlanta.